Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three o'clock hour brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Alex Dono has become the hero of the working man based on last segment, just looking at the texts that are pouring in. Alex Dono has become, because he's representative of everybody. It's tough. You have a job that starts in the morning.
Yeah.
You want to watch the NBA Finals. It's tough. That thing's not over till late at night, and then you're all amped up anyway. It's not like you can go right to sleep.
Because you do this too, I got to ask. Why try to fight medication? Why take Ambien, and it's a sleep, it helps you sleep,
right,
and not go to sleep?
Right. I make the medicine what I want it to do for me. I'm molding over time the medicine.
And let people know, like, we're not, this is serious. This is going on for years. We just don't talk about it. You do this regularly.
I've taken Ambien for over 15 years. Never missed a night. Never missed a night. 10 milligrams. Highest dose that you could take legally. I take it every night. And by the way, my job doesn't start till 2 in the afternoon. It was different when I started taking it. Now I'm just addicted. Now I'm just a flat-out junkie.
I'm glad you said it. But why not take it before you lay down?
I take it like I'll take Ambien sometimes an hour before I want to go to bed. But then I could watch a movie. It honestly just doesn't. But when I do fall asleep, it gives me a good night's sleep.
You need to tell Dono how to use Ambien, because I don't think he figured it out yet.
Dono's got the 15-month-old son. I didn't know what the hell was going on either. I was taking Ambien. I remember once fixing our kid a bottle. No. We were, my wife and I mean, it was like 3 in the morning. Baby wouldn't go to sleep. And she wanted to make for herself, because we were missing meals or whatever, a carnation, you know, instant breakfast. It was like 3 in the morning. We pour the stuff in the milk, at least to get your nutrients and vitamins. And it took a couple of sips, figuring this doesn't taste very good, to realize she had poured onion soup mix into milk, stirred it up. And that's what having a 15-month-old is all about. And that's what Dono was going through right there. You hear the audio proof of it.
Any father. Solana, you don't know what that's about, do you?
Wait till, bro. I mean, it's hard to explain, right?
It is. And it's not like, oh, okay, you got to wake up every couple hours. That's cool. But then when you do go to sleep, you don't sleep well,
right?
Because there's this little human that can't handle
that's
themselves.
That's right. That's totally dependent on you. You are sleeping, you know, not literally, with one eye open.
Yes.
It's never a really good sleep.
This is the craziest thing, and my wife still talks about it. First, when I would be in that crazy, let me try to get 8 seconds of REM deep sleep, and it was all only my daughter. When she screamed, for some reason, the first thing that popped up in my head was fire ants got in her room and they're all over her.
This is what happens, though, when you're sleep deprived, because Solana's giving you a look. When you're sleep deprived, the mind plays weird tricks on you. So and you immediately think she's covered in fire ants.
I would dive out the bed and be like, the ants. And my wife's like, what, the ants? They're on Ava. It happened for months. This would happen.
Yeah, it is crazy. The sleep deprivation part is the craziest part of having a baby.
You asked about trying to fight medication. You've had a bunch of surgeries. I've had 3. You never do that? Like, when they put you under, they'll tell you count to 10. I always try to, like, stay up. Like, I try to fight the whatever they're putting in me, and I try to stay awake as long as possible.
This might be a flaw in me. To that point, when they give me that mask and say breathe regularly, I think if I breathe deeper, I'm going to get higher. So as soon as they put the mask on, that's exactly. Because I'm thinking, now I'm really going to get this medicine.
I want to get as much of the gas as I can get.
Or you ever had a morphine drip?
No.
Or you can control it.
Right, you can hit it.
But there's a timer on when the button will work. It's like every 40 minutes, I think. It started at 20 and it moved to 40. for some reason, having that button gives you power. And the doctor would sit there with you, and they're like, yeah, it only works every 20 minutes. When'd you hit it? Oh, he looked. Oh, you hit it 5 minutes ago. You got 15 left. And I'm staring at the doctor just hitting the button because you feel like you can control the medication.
Give me more morphine.
And I tell you, man. Yeah, it's crazy to say.
Listen, the anesthesia, because I've had two colonoscopies, the anesthesia is the greatest thing I've ever experienced. And I see where Michael Jackson got addicted to it because he was able to, if I had someone that would deliver that to me in my house at night when I was tired, that thing, when you're falling asleep, oh my God, what a feeling.
Come on in, Doc. Thank you.
I think if Dr. Conrad Murray rang my doorbell, I'd be like, well, you got some of that propofol.
Maybe just 2 days.
How much for just 2 days?
Just give me 2 days.
Yeah, but you could hear it in Dono's voice there. Dono is just, he is overtired, on Ambien, trying his hardest to stay up for the game. It's not working.
I would say having a newborn is the most stressful situation. I'm talking about professional sports and all in my life.
It was for me and my wife. That was the hardest challenge that we ever faced, especially because we had been married 7 years before having a child. You and Asia had children pretty quickly after you got married. We were used to not having a child, and people can't explain like how difficult it is.
And you like sleep too.
And you don't.
But just the when I do sleep, I need those good strong 5 hours. When you break that up, it just becomes, and you just float. Every day, like day and night meant nothing to me after
that. Yeah, you lose track. You absolutely lose track of time. Because day and night doesn't mean anything, because for the kid, day and night doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
Doesn't mean anything. I remember being up there, 3 a.m., I'm on the couch watching some game show on Game Show Network because he's up like it's noon.
Dancing and singing. Yeah. It's no difference, man. That's stressful.
It's so funny, man. And then you talk about, fighting medication, Solana. I don't know if you know. Sometimes Crowder medicates himself, and I don't mean in the way that you're going to jump to the conclusion. He had a cavity in his tooth. Was it cavity? I guess it was. A filling pop out, or it just became a cavity?
It just became a cavity. It was like a little filling, and then it underneath got cavity, and then the top popped out, and it became a big-ass cavity.
Big old hole in his tooth. Decided, I don't like dentists. Filled it with newspaper. You're going to think I'm...
cotton ball.
I thought it was newspaper.
It was a cotton ball and Elmer's glue. Or the Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
And just...
And then
I lived that way.
I mouth breathed.
So it would dry.
Dried the glue on top. It's still there. I'll show you during the break. Strong as an ox.
Just didn't want to go to a dentist. So
I'm terrified of dentists, man.
Do it himself.
Because they say, take the little Valium pill. You won't remember anything. I remember everything. Here, let me jam this big-ass needle in the back of your mouth, and then your mouth will go numb. My mouth doesn't go numb. And I tell him, I'm like, hey, bro, I'm a big dude, and I drink a lot of beer. Like, I have tolerance. You need to juice me up, numb my whole damn... They need to put it in my spine.
Right, because they give you the same amount of Novocaine that they give Mabel Smith from Boca del Vista.
Real talk, my wife. I asked my wife, how many needles did Doc give you? Oh, one in each side? That's what I got. You're 120. 260. And I drink beer every day.
I'm already numb.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I told him, and every dentist said the same thing. Oh, don't worry about it, Mr. Crowder. You'll be fine. Then they start playing on my teeth and grinding, and
Oh, that sound is awful, too.
I hate the dentist.
I kind of like it.
You like the dentist?
I'm not even joking. Like,
really?
I'm not even playing a bit. I kind of like the dentist. Like, there's something calming about sitting there, and they're cleaning your teeth.
Like, I like the end result. I like getting a teeth cleaning. I'll go twice a year, three times a year. I'll get a teeth cleaning. I like the end result, but when they pick at it and stuff. Right. Cosby does a great routine on going to the dentist. You want, again, I know referencing Bill Cosby is a no-no, but the comedy special himself, I referenced it the other day for Dad is Great, Give Us the Chocolate Cake.
That's just him on the stool.
Him on a chair, talking, red background, and telling stories. But he tells a story in that same stand-up special about going to the dentist. And it is, riotous.
There's nothing happy about the dentist other than the end. To
the
your
end,
point,
right.
Solana,
the end result.
Like, getting in your car feels great, but the second you walk in the door, there's no happiness while you're
and there's
there.
Always that trepidation that they're going to tell you need a root canal. Like you never know when they're in. It's like going to a mechanic. You don't know.
When's
so
the
if
last
they tell
time,
you need a root canal, what are you going
to
do?
And to your point about the mechanic, when's the last time you walked in a dentist, they open your mouth and say, oh, no, Mr. Solana, you're fine. You can leave.
Never.
Never happens. They always want to, you have a C5 on your C6 and your small chip. Get the hell out of my face with this little pick and this little itty-bitty-ass mirror.
Anyway, I said we have a surprise for you on today's show. We're going to talk a lot of NBA Finals. We got a little detoured there, but we're going to talk a lot of NBA Finals. But at 4 o'clock this afternoon, Jordan Yamamoto is going to join us. There's been couple things to root for during this Marlins season. They had a nice little win streak going for a while. They've had a couple moments of excitement. They're still going to be a very bad team. They're not going to the playoffs. I don't think you're going to see a St. Louis Blues situation with the Marlins. Like, I wouldn't necessarily bet them to win the World Series. I don't think that's in the horizon.
You get a good line, though.
You could get a good number. But Jordan Yamamoto, he had his first major league pitching debut for the Marlins on Wednesday.
Showed out.
And he's got a great story. I don't know if you saw him on MLB Network, but he's got a really good story of being called up to the majors. 7 scoreless innings. Could be that Dontrell Willis story. I know it's way early. But you remember, in a season where there wasn't much to root for, like Dontrell Willis was always, every 5 games, a reason to go to the ballpark or whatnot. And so maybe Jordan Yamamoto will be that.
And actually, when I saw that we had him on today, I went on his Twitter, and Dontrell Willis actually were tweeting his pitches out. I'm like, damn, look at this slider.
Oh, really?
And I'll show you.
Oh, that's cool.
Dontrell was impressed by
his pitches. Is Dontrell still local? Does he still live down here?
I ain't talked to him in a while. Honestly, I ain't talked to him since he got arrested.
Dontrell, that's still a beloved South Florida sports figure, right?
He was the man.
Oh, I mean, was the man.
Me and Ronnie used to hang with him, and he draws a lot of attention.
I would
from
imagine
the opposite sex.
That dude probably was for a season and a half, was the king of South Florida.
Yeah, that's how we met. We were at a club in Aventura, and we walked in, and he knew us, but he didn't know who we were, but he knew we played football. And we were about to get our table, and he was over there with like 6 girls, 7 bunch of girls, and he was like, "Y'all want to sit with me?" Hell yeah, we want to sit with you, Dontrell. Appreciate it, brother.
He seemed like a nice guy, too.
He was a great dude. Awesome, just charismatic. He was a good – we're acting like he's dead. He is a good guy.
Anyway, Jordan Yamamoto, the Marlins pitching sensation, if you can call him a sensation after one start. He's scheduled to join us at 4 o'clock today. Radio.com. There's some people complaining about your Pareo Friday today, Solana. Some people saying it's not Pareo enough. Other people saying the music is just terrible that you're doing. So I don't know if you're out of your zone, because you got mad props last Friday when you did it.
Yeah, I played one song that technically wasn't reggaeton. It was more like bachata. But I mean, sometimes, you know, when you are perreando, you got to slow it down a little.
Right.
You know?
Slow grind.
Yeah, you got to get your breath back.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
A little change of pace last segment, but now we're back to the reggaeton.
All right. I see MC Ren is 50 years old today. You can play some NWA?
No.
He was the least successful out of the NWA group, right? MC Ren, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre's a billionaire.
Yeah, Dre and Cube.
Well, Eazy-E, I guess, isn't. You can't consider him a success at this point.
Well,
when he had his solo career, like he was blowing up solo-wise, but obviously he's dead, so. Yeah,
they got to him. Those AIDS, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Freedom.
Alex Dono on what's Mel Gibson's character in, where he yells freedom?
On the Patriot?
Braveheart. Oh. Braveheart. It's a great great Photoshop.
A texter, somebody tweeted me too. Canada's free as well.
Right. He was, Dono was on the side of America because of freedom. But Canada's pretty free.
Yeah.
Pretty free.
I don't know what he was. That Ambien, man.
That Ambien, man. That will mess with you. So we started talking at the beginning of the show. Does the finals end diminish Steph Curry's legacy? Because I don't think it does that. But I think, does it change the way that he's looked at in the hierarchy of the NBA? I thought he looked silly at the end of the game. I really did. Tripped over his own feet. Toronto got called for the foul.
Yeah.
Missed a bunch of shots. Missed the game-winning shot. I don't know, but I know that, and again, they were debating this on First Take this morning, and it was essentially, what did this do to Steph Curry? Max Kellerman was pointing out, you can't be the guy if you're never the guy at the end. And so Max was saying, hey, when KD goes out and Klay is injured and whatever, and Steph Curry puts up 45 in a game that they lose and blah, 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 like, what's the difference? Do it when your team needs you to do it. And I'm not knocking Steph Curry. I would take him on my team in a heartbeat. But is he on the level of Giannis, Kawhi, KD, LeBron,
no.
James Harden?
Because it's only one way he can take over a game.
Draining threes.
That's it. And we saw Toronto be able to take him out of that, and then he started doing that little mid-range bunny hop stuff, the little floaters.
He does
and,
have a nice floater, too.
But he
You can't live on it.
That's what I was going to say. I wasn't impressed watching him shoot floaters, where he has to be in a perfect situation. He needs to be on a fast-paced offense. He needs to be on transition-style offense. He needs to be in a certain situation that his skill set can be maximized. Steph Curry doesn't walk out on any team in the NBA and take over as the number one guy. He can't do it.
I was just looking up at ESPN. So Kawhi did not get all the votes for series MVP. One vote from Hubie Brown went to Fred VanVleet as the series MVP. Fred VanVleet was fun this series.
Yeah.
Great story.
Hubie!
Did he have a better series than Kawhi Leonard?
He didn't, but to get to the last conversation we just had, he's the one that made Steph look bad half the time.
That's true. Made him look bad last night. When Steph was on him, Fred VanVleet was putting up numbers.
And then when they were doing the boxing one, that one guy that was chasing Steph around was Fred.
And it was crazy, man. He was on him like a magnet.
That's why I think Hubie did it. Because as every time you look for Steph to do something, VanVleet was, honestly, last night he outplayed him. Flat out just outplayed Steph.
Did Fred VanVleet outplay
the threes
Steph
he was hitting?
Curry last night? He did hit some crucial threes.
And he was covering Steph on defense, and then he was hitting big shots on offense. Steph was the point of attention on Toronto's offense. They were going after him. You talked about it earlier in the show. When he was on Kyle Lowry went off for, 12, 13? Then he switched to VanVleet. VanVleet started going off again. Steph is a liability defensively, and on offense, Fred showed him out.
Don't even worry. Jeff Van Gundy can't even pronounce. He was saying VanVleet the entire broadcast.
I told you,
night.
Humans, we are having a tough time with Fred VanVleet's name. Humans. You have to really make an effort because it comes out Fred VanVleet.
Boom, boom, boom. It's
too quick. Fred VanVleet is very difficult to say.
He was the only other player other than Kawhi, he was the most consistent player for Toronto throughout that entire series.
Throughout the series,
Kawhi.
Right? Serge Ibaka had
every couple games. It was like Marc Gasol in game one, bald. Danny Green in, game three, bald.
And Danny Green looked like the Monstars stole his talent last night, right?
That was crazy.
I don't know what happened there. Then threw the ball away at the end, right? He's the one that threw the ball away to give Golden State the chance to win it.
Yeah, we were going to bet his overs and all that stuff.
That's crazy. In fact, we'll do the deal Volvo best bets in the next segment. I'll tell you what our professional sports handicappers said this week and how their bets played out. But a sneak preview is that, was it Pizzola that told us Danny Green over? Yeah, it was Pizzola. Pizzola told us Danny Green over yesterday. Seemed like a lock at 7.5 points. The only reason we didn't bet it was because we didn't have it available to us on our site. That
Thank
dude
you,
ended
psych.
With a goose egg. Danny Green faced off against Jordan Yamamoto last night and left scoreless.
Couldn't touch it.
Jordan Yamamoto, by the way, scheduled to join us in just 30 minutes. I'm very excited to talk to him.
Solana brings up a hell of a point. The second best player on the Raptors.
No, Kyle Lowry.
Not for the entire series.
Oh, the entire series?
Right. Through the course of the six games, other than Kawhi, the most consistent
Kyle Lowry has some frustrating games. I mean, he was so good at the beginning of the game yesterday. So good.
Yes. And how he facilitates.
Great facilitator. I mean, he's a true point guard, right?
Really
I mean,
is.
Like he's, man, Fred VanVleet. You think Fred VanVleet had a better overall series than Kyle Lowry?
Because think about Fred coming off the bench. Okay, Fred, Go cover Steph Curry
right
every second that you're on the floor.
And also be effective offensively, even though you're gassed.
Yes. And he did not let us down. Not one game did Fred let us down. I'm saying us because I bet on him a lot. But yeah, that's the Raptors.
Norman Powell got a couple minutes last night. That was my guy. Norman Powell.
Norman Powell wears too many clothes.
Norman Powell.
Got on leg sleeves, arm sleeves.
My guy. Gloves.
Did you see Doris Burke after when they're doing the trophy presentation? She asked Kyle Lowry about DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a little weird.
Yeah, she also, she asked Kawhi about free agency too. Like, she was out there being professional,
so
but asking
the
tough
questions.
Was
the thing. I thought Doris Burke, I thought the question about Kawhi and what are you going to do now, it was fair. She said it in a very nebulous way, you know, was like, hey, now it's the offseason, you got a lot of decisions. It was just that. He said, hey, I'm going to enjoy this. And she said, as you should. The Kyle Lowry question about DeMar DeRozan, I mean, what did you, like, it kind of put him in a weird spot. He's celebrating with his teammates.
Yeah.
And Kyle Lowry's not stupid. He traded his friend for an NBA Finals championship. He would make that trade 100 times out of 100 times. If I could get rid of Crowder for Howard Stern, and I've got ratings bonuses based on it, if I could get rid of Crowder for Guzio, I'm doing it. No, but I mean that question. I didn't know if it was necessary. Like, and Kyle Lowry was fine.
I'll be honest. I love Doris Burke.
She's great.
She's my favorite. I tweeted about her because there's somebody this morning. I saw somebody there saying they need to give Doris more responsibility. Kind of like we were talking about with them getting rid of Michelle Beadle and Paul Pierce. Give Doris some more responsibility. She dropped the ball bringing up DeMar DeRozan during the celebration.
Yeah,
like there's nothing. It's like, hey, are you happy? Like, there's nothing that you can say. There's nothing I'm gonna be enlightened about asking about DeMar DeRozan. And then, like you're saying, Kawhi's standing right there. You know why he's gone.
Right. I mean, it's not like, you know, you kicked him to the curb for, I don't know, Shane Battier. You know, I'm just come up with a name. Like, it was for the reason of winning the championship.
The weirdest part was they did split screen. During that question, it was Kyle Lowry answering the question, and the other side was the president, Masai Ujiri, I think is his name, who's the one who actually told DeMar, we're not trading you,
right.
And then ended up trading him.
Right.
So that whole situation was kind of weird. And then I think he got arrested, or charges have been filed against him after the game.
Who?
The president of the Raptors, Masai.
Ujiri?
Ujiri.
A security guard tried to stop him from getting on the court to celebrate. I don't think the security guard knew who he was.
Obviously.
And he slapped him.
He slapped him.
That was the story. Looking up, when I heard the story, I was like, I like this Ujiri.
Because I was about to say, well, this seems ridiculous. He's got to be on the court. He's the president. But then he slapped the guy, like just open face slapped.
I haven't seen the video. All I did was read reports. But I guess the security guard was pushing him. And he, you know, he, think about it. I'm the president, and I'm trying to get down to celebrate
with my team. Right. I don't need to fight my way onto the court. You guys should be making a pathway for me.
And the security guard didn't know who he was. They were in Golden State. So, you know, maybe he didn't know who Ujiri was. They said he got a little physical with him. And I don't know, maybe the streets came out of Ujiri, and he fired off on him.
What a weird NBA championship. Right? Like, Jeremy Lin can't even get into the stadium half the time. Nobody knows who
right.
he is.
No one knows. No one knows he's on the team.
The president has to slap security to get into to celebrate.
And the
team.
Celebration itself
terrible
was so weird.
Yes.
Kawhi's, first of all, arguing that a basket needs to count when it, like, I didn't know what was happening at the end of the game. I didn't know what was happening. I'm like, what? Like, I was like, didn't you have the same feeling where it's like, where's the elation? There was like one thing missing, and it was like total elation.
The end game when Dwayne Wade throws the ball up in the air.
Yes.
Antoine, James Posey are throwing the towels at the Mavs fans.
You have Kawhi yelling, no, that's an and one.
Right.
No, that's an and one.
It was bizarre.
That's an and one.
It was bizarre. There was going to be no chance that they were going to win anyway. Like, what's the difference what they called? But he was playing basketball.
The game went over.
He is programmed, right? And so he's playing basketball.
0.6 seconds left, and the game is not over. I'm not celebrating yet.
And then he celebrated for a couple seconds. You saw the video on Twitter, right? And then just kind of, okay, that was enough. I gave you enough celebration.
Yeah, human. Human act, yeah. Okay. What we got? Where's my trophy?
Give us the just a little because we'll get to it before 6 o'clock. Give us like the NBA on NBC theme with Kawhi Leonard's laugh. This is a great way to celebrate what Kawhi Leonard has achieved. This is a brilliant, you know, person on YouTube creating this masterpiece.
I love
it. All right, do the Jurassic Park one. Do you have Jurassic Park? This is someone making Kawhi, and Jurassic Park was lit last night, yes. As Donna would say, lit AF. And someone created Kawhi Leonard's laugh and turned it into the Jurassic Park theme. I love that. I love that. Now, Solana, you know, Falero used to make bangers. Solana said that he went into the studio and created a pareo song using Kawhi's laugh. I have no earthly idea if Solana has these skills.
I'm excited.
I see on the show sheet he is calling himself. Where is it? I got to find it. Hold on.
This says the first attempt.
He's calling himself Lil Soul. S-O-L, first
on the beat.
Lil Soul on the beat. Da beat.
That's the little, I got you.
Lil Soul on the beat.
Like when they say, my Mike Well made it. That's a little, I got it.
Lil Soul on the beat. Are you ready to debut your first banger?
Not really. But
is it a banger?
It's a banger.
All right, let's hear it.
I mean, it's just more question you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball.
Lil Soul on the beat.
Oh, no.
I'm a fun guy.
Oh, no.
You are on the beat.
I'm a fun guy. I'm a fun guy.
I think it's great.
I like it.
I think it's great. Who was that that said Lil Soul on the beat? Who was that?
Scotty.
Scotty Webb, our voice guy? Lil Soul on the beat. First time we've asked Scotty Webb to do something in the 6 years I've been here.
Yes.
That was his contribution. Lil Soul on the beat.
Get him, Scott.
That was good, man.
Also found, if you guys wanted, a trap remix that was going viral as well.
All right, let me hear it.
More question you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at. Like.
I still love that. Someone should use this as walk-up music at Marlins Park.
You know what?
Wait for it.
Bass about to drop.
Here it comes. AM radio.
I don't even know where you're sitting.
Boom. Excellent. All right, we're going to do our Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week in a moment at 4 o'clock. Marlins pitcher Jordan Yamamoto scheduled to join us.
All right, on Monday's edition of the Joe Rose Show, no more NBA, no more NHL. Football's still a ways away, so we'll just talk about Joe's weekend. No, I'm just joking. Well, if Tiger Woods wins or gets in the contention, you know what Monday's show is going to be about. Joe's Love Fest. Anyways, we're going to talk about everything going on in the sports world here on Monday morning, and we're going to entertain you as well. Well, we'll at least try. Monday on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
Hi, you know, I love telling you about companies my family and I use. I'd been having a few issues with our garage doors. And by the way, we also wanted to make sure that our garage doors were hurricane safe. And so we called my friends over at Allied Doors South Florida. They've been in business here in South Florida for over 50 years. For a company to be servicing our Tri-County community for that long, you know they really are the experts when it comes to providing new doors or unmatched service on your current door. So the reason I get so excited talking about them, when they came out to our house, I was certain I was going to have to buy a new garage door system to bring it up to hurricane code. And then I got treated to something special. Honesty. Which is the best trait for any business. So here I am. I'm ready to spend some money on a brand new system. Allied Doors South Florida tells me, great news, your garage is already up to hurricane code. They showed me why, explained the reason, and showed us just the slight maintenance that it would need to make our garage doors look brand new again. And man, were we thrilled. We have a LiftMaster in our home. I want to tell you about their LiftMaster Elite Series garage door opener from Allied Doors. Right now, if you purchase the 8550W unit, which is the quietest motor you'll ever have, you'll receive the battery backup at no charge. This motor offers amazing security. You can control the garage door opener from anywhere at any time with your smartphone. So if you want peace of mind, LiftMaster delivers it. Whether you need service on your current garage door or you want to improve the look of your home with a new one, get Allied Doors out to your house right now. They've been working with LiftMaster products for decades. They really are the experts. For the latest LiftMaster products, call Allied Doors 954-942-8550. That's 954-942-8550. 8550 or visit their website at allied-doors.com.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. In about 15 minutes, Jordan Yamamoto, pitcher for the Marlins, had 7 scoreless innings Wednesday night in his major league debut. He's going to join us. He's got an amazing story. So everyone should want to tune in just to hear that. I'm very excited to talk to him. And there's very few Marlins that we would have said, yes, we'd like to talk to them on the day after the NBA Finals. He's one of them.
Because he balled out.
Right. Don Mattingly is one of them. I would probably talk to Don Mattingly today. I would talk to Jordan Yamamoto. I don't know if there's anybody else on the Marlins that I would talk to today. Right?
No.
Today? After? Yeah. I don't.
Even Donnie. I love Donnie Baseball.
I know, probably say next week. But Jordan Yamamoto is like, he was a sensation just a couple nights ago, so I want to talk to him.
But that's crazy for that pitching, that being called up.
And to go 7 scoreless innings like and look great, like that is movie stuff.
In football terms, is that playing in the AAF and then saying you're starting Sunday for the Dolphins?
And having, you know, 118 yards rushing on 12 carries.
Can't even think about that, man. Baseball's crazy.
All right, let's do our Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. If you're car shopping this weekend, you got to get to Deal Volvo US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. Let me go over what our professional gamblers told us. Lee Sterling was nothing short of masterful.
Really?
He was on with us on Wednesday. So it was before the Stanley Cup, and it was the day before the NBA Finals Game 6. Here's what Lee Sterling told us. He told us, take Marc Gasol over 10.5 points. That was a loser. Everything else he told us was a winner. Ooh. Fred VanVleet over.
Oh, easy.
Easy. Serge Ibaka under 6 rebounds. Winner.
Wow.
Klay Thompson over. 30 points.
Even with the injury.
Told us to take Raptors plus 2.5.
Big win.
And he told us to take the Blues and Bruins under 5.5 goals at the Stanley Cup, and that was a winner as well.
We got it at 5.
Lee Sterling, right, we pushed. Yeah. Lee Sterling was 5-1.
That's
5 out of 6. I mean.
You know what? And he told us for weeks, he said he's locked into these finals.
Yeah. He nailed it for last night, man. Then Rob Pizzola was on with us yesterday. He is a professional sports gambler, lives in Toronto, loves the Raptors. He told us Danny Green over 7.5 points.
Zero.
That was a loser. He told us in the CFL last night, CFL was opening last night. He said, take Hamilton -3.5. Winner.
Wow.
That was a winner.
You didn't watch, did you?
No.
Okay.
He told us in the FIFA Women's World Cup to take Japan over Scotland. I don't even know what happened. That game already happened, right? Wasn't that this morning? See if Japan beat Scotland. I want to see if he's a winner or a loser on that one. He said to bet Colombia at 9-1 to win the Copa America.
Japan beat Scotland 2-1.
All right, there you go. So that was a winner. And tomorrow, he likes the Calgary, Ottawa, under 52 in the CFL.
I like that.
Calgary and Ottawa, under 52. So he is 2 out of 3 right now. He got the CFL game last night. He got Japan this morning. And the only thing he missed was, and he missed by a mile, was the Danny Green over. BetOnline.ag, they released their NBA 2020 championship odds. You want to guess who the favorite to win the NBA finals is next season?
Is this including free agency?
Well, it's just how it is right now. How the rosters are right now.
Hell, Toronto. Assuming Kawhi stays, they keep the same team.
That's the problem, is that you don't really know if he's going to stay, though. They're 8-1. The favorite right now is 9-2, which is Milwaukee. Because you know Giannis is staying. There's no
Middleton.
Questions about that team.
Yeah. Where are the Lakers?
Golden State's 5-1. Lakers are 7-1.
7-1.
Yeah, because you're assuming they're going to get AD. And then instantly, with LeBron and AD, they're a legit contender for the finals.
That ain't a bad bet.
Raptors are 8-1. Rockets 9-1. Let's see if I can find the Heat on here.
At the bottom.
They are at the bottom. 100-1. Bunch of teams at 100-1. Atlanta, Charlotte, Cleveland, Detroit, the Heat, Timberwolves, Phoenix, and Washington. Boy, Washington. That's one of my biggest surprises in the NBA. When I thought with John Wall and Bradley Beal, I thought Washington was going to be a perennial powerhouse.
Yep.
That is one of my biggest surprises. Like that, what happened there? What happened there?
I mean, John Wall, right now, he had a really bad injury, but even before this grave one.
They still weren't.
Yeah, like it's like just stops the ball, right? Like he needs the ball. And he's Russell Westbrook. I know Westbrook's better, but like that style of play, it's tough to win in the NBA.
And it was funny talking about Kyle Lowry, just hearing people talk about it, where that style of point guard isn't where the NBA is right now.
Right.
The facilitator, the dribble guy, the guy that has to, you know, really dish out everything, where you got to be able to, you know, pass it around, spot up, and shoot.
I will say this, though. In the playoffs, possession per possession, when it slows down so much, that style of point guard may be better. Right? Like it may be.
Got to get
That's
there.
That's the funny thing. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying it usually was like that in playoffs. It slows down. The game last night was so damn fast.
Yeah.
Right. But when you needed that one basket, like last night, down one, Russell Westbrook gets the ball there. They inbound it to him. He's just going to the basket.
Right.
And whatever happens, happens.
He doesn't have to spot up for a three somewhere or whatever.
He doesn't need
you
space.
You put the ball in his hand, he is going to get into that lane and put up a shot or get fouled.
Is that a sustainable offense?
Well, but in that situation that Solana lays out, like that situation, that kind of guy works. So I'll say this. For our deal Volvo Best Bets, we will piggyback on Rob Pizzola tomorrow, Calgary, Ottawa, under 52 in the CFL.
And we're not guessing. CFL just started. There's a lot of turnover in the CFL. They shouldn't score a lot of points early in the CFL. I like that bet.
And Pizzola, he lives in Toronto. He watches the CFL.
And he said both of those offenses are dink and dunk type style of offenses. I like it.
So there you go. That's our deal Volvo best bet. Jordan Yamamoto is going to join us next. Marlins pitcher. Summer is going to be hot, hot, hot. So are the deals at Deal Volvo during the Summer of Safety sales event. Deal's been selling Volvo models for 30 years on Bird Road, just off U.S. S1, right near the U. Same owners, same location, same low prices, great selection, and well over 25,000 Volvos sold. Great service department. Most of all, the best prices. I know if you're car shopping this weekend, you want to find the best prices. The all-new Volvo S60 is out and leaving the pack behind. From the panoramic moonroof to lane-keeping aid and city safety to the 9-inch Sensus touchscreen, the S60 delivers an exceptional driving experience. The lots are loaded, ready for immediate delivery. Now, if you want something roomier, check out the 2019 XC60 models and XC90 models, discounted with great leases and low finance rates. Enjoy the luxury, performance, and safety of a new Volvo, and stay cool this summer with a new Volvo from Deal. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. Make your way there this weekend if you're car shopping. US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. Call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.